You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are here. We are here with Bahia Ramos. She is the Art Programs Director for the Knight Foundation, and she's got a terrific laugh and smile. There you go. You can't see it, but it's awesome. Oh, I got to turn the Facebook thing on so that people can see you.
Now I'm going to not smile.
Oh. It's impossible.
Oh, I got her. I got her smiling. That was awesome. Now, the other thing I want to know is you've got some great programs going on here in our community. Tell me a little bit about what's going on at Pinecrest.
Yes, on Sunday, we are taking part in the Pinecrest Farmers Market, and we have a really nice morning and afternoon of programming, some independent musicians from Miami doing lots of like really nice live indie music. We have some vendors, all for free. And we have in the farmers market, we have some arts programming for kids so they can come in and do some arts programming with educators from the Perez Art Museum.
Awesome.
And we have just some, like, I think it's just like a nice family day at Pinecrest Gardens, free of charge for anyone who would like to come. I think it's just a nice coming to a different neighborhood and understanding that like the arts happen everywhere and just having some fun with it. So leading up to our biggest event, we've been doing a couple of little highlight,
bring
little
it on.
Highlight reel,
bring
right?
It on here.
Right?
So bring it on.
Sunday is like our nice little family day event with some nice soothing tunes and good rhythms from indie Miami bands and some art workshops and just a nice pleasant day out on the
All
bed
right.
for kids.
But on December 4th, you teased 4th. It before.
Yes.
What happens on December 4th?
December 4th is the biggest day in Miami yet for us. We are inviting the community to join us at Knight Plaza, where we have opened the Frost Museum of Science and the Perez Art Museum Miami for free for the evening to enjoy all the talents of past Knight Arts Challenge winners on multiple stages and surround the entire plaza footprint with artists and artistry from Miami. So that is from 7 to 10 downtown.
Nighttime?
Nighttime.
Everybody get your Uber ready.
Get your Uber ready. There's even a specific place to be dropped off in your Uber.
I would hope so, with you guys being the technology folks.
Yes, exactly. And so we really put together some awesome programming in an evening to just celebrate the legacy of 10 years of arts in Miami. I don't know what could be more fun or more and a more exciting thing to start off the Basel Week than coming together and enjoying these institutions that just breathe life into culture here.
It's just so amazing what they have done at that little location, and now they'll have the Art Miami just south of there.
Correct.
And that whole thing, or north of
north,
there.
Yeah, north,
south.
At the Old Herald site.
No. Oh, right. North.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in real estate. So now let's talk a little bit about the economic impact that you guys have. What's the art and cultural industry's impact here in Miami? You know, it must have grown since you've started.
Yeah, it's grown. I mean, I think 10 years ago, it was at $922 million. Now it's pushing $1.4 billion, which is a great increase. I mean, for us, with our $122 million investment, what's nice about the challenge is, like, of that $30 million we've invested in that contest, it has to be matched. So really, we're leveraging those dollars and creating a $60 million arts industry over time.
And who are your partners?
Our partners are the community, are the people.
Individuals?
Individuals, other donors.
Foundations?
For us, money can come from anywhere.
Anybody you'd like to give a shout out to?
I think I'd like to give a shout out to the people in the city of Miami who support our artists day in, day out, and come to their projects and buy their tickets to their shows and buy their art and make sure that artists know that they can stay here and make work and make their lives happen.
Democracy of art.
Yes.
Access for art, artists, and our community. Because if it's out there and it's in a glass bubble and people can't access it.
Right.
What good is it?
Right. You don't want it to be so precious that people think it's unattainable, right?
Makes them feel bad if that's the case.
Exactly. And I think what's great about us is like we make great art here and we make it available to everybody, even if they don't know that they'd be interested in it, right? So you make sure that it happens and it comes from everywhere. For us, it's like it's my job to make sure that I can spot great ideas and great talent and give them the resources to make it happen and make sure that like an audience is there for them and they see it and they love it and they keep coming back.
Well, that's amazing. And if we could ever help you with anything, you know, let us know when your event is over. We'll post the folks, and then maybe after things calm down later this month or early next month, like Handler, maybe I just do the whole show again with the same two people. I mean, this is just a great show. Now, we've only got about a minute left, so how do people get more information about the Knight Foundation and the arts programs?
Go to knightfoundation.org. K-N-I-G-H-T, foundation.org, and you'll get a list of all our arts programs and winners. We'll be posting all our winners up on December 4th, and we have 43, and I can't wait for everyone to see them and meet them. But it'll be a really exciting time.